This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Before the internet or cell phones, radio or telegraph, long-distance communication meant riders on horseback, carrier pigeons, or semaphore. But various cultures also devised ways to produce audio messages that travel miles, like the sounds of the manguaré drums of the Bora people in the northwestern Amazon. The drums look like wooden cannons with a slit on top. A player stands between two of them and beats out a rhythm, either purely musical or a Morse code-like message. For example, bring the coca leaves for toasting.
They have this fantastic sound, which resounds through the jungle and can be heard up to 15 or 20 kilometers away.
Frank Seifert is a linguist at the University of Amsterdam and the University of Cologne.
That extends the range of the human voice by about 100.
There's a drinking game in Bora culture. Who can drink the most kahuana, a non-alcoholic cassava drink? The winner might declare, "I am finishing the kahuana." Or broadcast that boast on the drums. Seifert and his team analyzed those beats and the corresponding spoken phrases and found that the pauses were related to the number of vowels and consonants in the phrases.
And then depending on whether the vowel is long or short and whether there's consonants intervening between the vowels, the pauses between the beats are going to be shorter or longer.
The findings are in the journal Royal Society Open Science. Seifert says studies of Bora drumming may ultimately reveal something more fundamental about spoken language.
I think that shows very clearly how this fine temporal structure of language, this rhythmic structure embedded in speech, how important that is for language processing in general.
In the early 1900s, manguaré drums were reportedly heard daily in this part of the Amazon. Today, only 20 drums remain, and the Bora language is losing turf to Spanish. But for now, the beat goes on. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.